That's going to do it. It's going to do it for Fast and Loose. Appreciate it. Appreciate you being here, Knox.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Nate. It was a great time.
Absolutely.
Nice to see you again soon.
Absolutely. We're going to go back through really quick everything. We had Knox talking about, what is it, Bubo? How do you say it?
Bubo.
Bubo.
Acento en la O.
accent on the O, right? Is that what it is? Yeah, okay, all right. There, language challenged,
Spanish,
that's for sure.
Man, yeah.
Spanish, man.
Beautiful language.
Yeah. Then we had Brendan Bennett with Waves, and then we had just those last two tracks, Real Real by Sleigh Bells and Cry Like a Ghost by Passion Pit. And then, of course, you're listening to Running by Visioneers. I just saw DJ Paprika and crew come in, so stick around for Phonomancer's Anonymous at 4 o'clock. 10 seconds. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. Have a great day.
Hello, this is DJ Paprika, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I momentarily forgot where I was,
yes,
so welcome to Thursday.
It's that point in the semester.
It is. This is Phonomancers Anonymous, and I'm going to let my esteemed guests introduce themselves. Well, there's really just one esteemed guest. The other one is just Miranda. So
I accept that.
Thank you.
DJ just Miranda.
Yeah. How's the... Can you hear yourselves?
Yes.
Perfect.
We're a little quiet.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. Subdued day, you know, it's cloudy.
So
but yeah,
who are you?
What's your DJ name? What are you about?
This sounds like an icebreaker.
Should we do an icebreaker?
Oh God, no.
Let's do two truths and a lie later.
Okay.
Ooh. I feel like that'd be fun because
I'm really bad at that.
We actually
game.
Like it might be hard to lie about ourselves because we know each other pretty well.
We do. Oh, that'll make it even more interesting.
Exactly.
Though.
I kind of do want to do two truths and a lie later.
The three of us have lived in the same vicinity in college since freshman year.
Yeah, since like the first day.
And we are seniors now.
Yeah, I've been smelling you for years.
Brushing our teeth together for a while.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hi.
Hi, who are you?
I'm Maddie.
Yeah.
What's up?
Do you want a DJ name?
What would my DJ name be?
Well, other guests we've had have been DJ Bad Version of Your Poem.
DJ Here to Hang Out.
Yes.
DJ, what is your DJ name?
I forget. It was DJ...
Here to Hang Out? No.
No, that was Emma's.
Emma. Who were you?
DJ... First I was DJ Headphones.
Yeah, but no.
No. And then it was DJ Maybe It's Okay or something.
What?
Something like that. We'll have to go back to the archive.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll find out. Next break, we'll let you know. But so, honestly, I'm really into DJ names that are full sentences. Like, DJ Here to Hang Out is a full sentence. Trina called in, and her DJ name was DJ Is Doing Okay. Her DJ? Is DJ Is Doing Okay?
That's positive.
Yeah, I was into it. so, yeah, just, like, some thoughts.
I'm really bad at these kinds of things. To be honest.
DJ.
Slinky.
DJ playing with my slinky.
I like DJ Slinky.
DJ that's playing with my slinky as an anxiety coping mechanism.
Yeah.
As me.
Love it. love it.
So today's theme.
Today's theme is warm in the winter, even though I know it might not be winter.
You didn't know that.
I didn't really know.
But we have had a discussion prior to entering the booth.
Yeah.
And DJ Slinky decided that it's not winter. DJ Paprika decided that it is winter. So it's just like time is fake. Doesn't matter.
That's
seasons
true.
Are beautiful and all around us all the time.
Yeah. I mean, warm in the winter is about, you know, feeling warm when it's cold out, not necessarily even in the winter. So but I just wanted to play songs that make us feel warm when it's cold out. And for me, like, I'll just talk about where I'm coming from with this. Like, I feel like I'm on a panel.
Take it away.
I feel like I'm on a panel at a symposium.
You are. Always.
Yeah, you're right. Like, literally every
life
day.
Life is a symposium.
DJ always on a panel.
A symposium, a.k.a. What was the dictionary definition that we were talking about?
Oh, a Greek... party.
It's like a party with food and drink, and we were like planning our academic symposium and discussion.
Ancient Greece.
Yeah.
Party with a discussion.
Yes.
Anyway, apply to be in the Women's Center symposium coming at you next semester.
Look out for that call for submissions and come to our party.
Shameless plug, but not so shameless.
Not so shameless. But anyway, like music that makes me feel warm in the winter is like jazz and also like unapologetic pop. And some like EDM adjacent pop.
I just thought of like Esperanza Spalding.
Yes.
Ooh, everything that ever comes out of her
You know that
mouth.
Song You Know I Know? I'm gonna play it because
you should.
It's a great
is
song.
It called I Know You Know? It's something like that. But
something.
We're gonna play it because it's so good.
Also Leanne LaHavas.
Yeah. Yes, that's my permanent winter mood.
Okay,
yes.
We're playing all of that. All of that is coming up for you. I just played Beyonce XO because the winter that song came out was my senior year of high school, December 2013, and I listened to the song nonstop that winter, and it makes me so happy.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, Maddie said that she had feelings about this song. And
what?
You said you had feelings about this song, too.
Just that it makes me feel warm and full of, like, warmth and love every time I hear it. Because it's, I don't know, it's just this massive outpouring of expressing love for someone who you care deeply about. And that's just, like, the epitome of great communication, just loving and appreciating the people you're around. Yes.
The epitome of great communication is, like, writing a song for someone and then, like, dropping it.
I always felt like it was a song for her fans. So it's basically Beyonce telling us how much she loves us.
No wonder it makes us feel so good.
Because it's in the dark, like, because everybody's in the dark.
Yeah, like at a concert.
She talks out to them.
Oh my God.
I could see it.
And the music video is really beautiful. It's just like her dancing around at a carnival. And I'm like, can that be my future?
It is your present.
We could do it now.
Yeah, let's do it. On that, we're going to come back. But right now, I'm going to play the origination of this theme, which is a song by Glass Candy.
Origination.
It's called Warm in the Winter. And it's that EDM adjacent dance pop that makes me feel warm in the winter. And that's what the song is about. And it's really beautiful. And I love it. So here we go.
You're beautiful. You came from heaven. You came came down to this place to fill out the dark corners with your everlasting light. And that's why I love you. We love you. I love you. We love you. I love you. We love you. Come on, shout. Hey, shout. Come on, shout. Hey, shout.
junk I jettison and what it does for me. Think of all the junk I jettison and what it does for me. All the junk I jettison and all the junk I jettison.
Was Bath's Extra Solar, and that's music from, sorry, whenever Miranda makes a confused face, I get completely thrown off.
I was using bad headphones.
Oh, hello, DJ Bad Headphones. welcome back. That was Bath's from the forthcoming album that I forget what it's called, but it's coming really soon.
The fifth coming album?
The fifth coming. I actually think it might be his third coming album. The third album from Bath's. Before that, Warm in the Winter by Glass Candy, which I think I already told you about. But we're going to play a little game that I like to call, that I made up completely, that I invented, that I like to call...
We have definitely never used as an icebreaker.
No one's ever heard of this before. Like, this is its premiere. It's called Two Truths and a Lie.
And if you would like to call in to join us in our game of Two Truths and a Lie.
Do you want to guess what we're lying about?
You can, or if you want to make a guess. Oh my gosh.
Why don't you grab the mic?
Call us at...
She has something very important to say.
855-915-9636. That's 855-915-9636. There we go.
Please call in. The light flashes and it gives me anxiety.
Hello.
Okay. And then I go, oh, someone's calling because I'm anxious about it.
Okay.
Anyway, who wants to go first?
Do you?
No.
Okay, I can go first.
What is the point of doing two? Okay, it's fine. You go. I just forgot the point of this game, and then I remembered.
Okay,
you go.
Are you ready?
The point of this game is you realize you don't know anything about yourself or the people you're around.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Miranda?
Okay. My first thing is that I was born with no fingernails. The second thing is that my dad has two dogs. The third thing is that I'm going to 5 different cities during winter break.
Okay. Can I talk through these?
Yes.
Second one.
You think the second one's a lie?
Yeah.
about her dog, her dog having two dads.
It's a, yeah.
That's also true.
That's also true.
Oh my god!
Wow.
Queer dog raising.
No, but it's like true of Miranda's life. But we don't know how many dogs her dad has. Wait, I know your dog. Your I know your dad has a dog, but I don't know if he has two dogs.
Yeah.
But I feel like he might have two dogs.
Oh, someone's calling. Someone's calling.
Are you lying?
No.
Oh, you're not lying. I didn't
pick it up.
Hello, I'm so excited.
Ring, 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 ring. Hello. State yourself. Hi, this is DJ Paprika on Photomancers Anonymous. Who are you?
Hi, guess who we are?
I'm so bad at this. Everyone sounds different on the phone.
You're on the air.
Please just tell me.
Oh, we're calling from the Women's Center.
Oh, Amanda.
Hello.
Hi. Oh my gosh. Who else is there?
Yes. It's not hard.
Oh.
Fun.
What was that?
I said there's three of us here. Two of us are real and one of us would be fake.
Oh. That's really good. That's really good.
Is that Kay?
It is.
Hello, Kay. Kay, hi. Amanda.
Who's the lie?
Who's the lie?
Me, I'm the lie.
He's the lie.
Oh, hello.
Aw. This is so nice. Thank you for tuning in. Do you want to play with us, Two Truths and a Lie?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, so we were just trying to guess what Miranda, do you want to repeat? Did you hear it, or should we repeat it?
We didn't hear it. We shut off the sound.
Yeah, you have to shut it off because it interferes. Miranda, can you repeat your Two Truths and a Lie?
So my Two Truths and a Lie are that my dad has two dogs. I was born with no fingernails, and I'm going to five cities over winter break, five different cities.
I'm playing background music.
I'm wondering if I've seen your hands at the Women's Center.
I have fingernails now.
But
I
was
just
she
was born with
was she
born?
You just said that you were born without fingernails?
No,
you
that's
just ruined
that's,
your whole case.
That's, well, no, the whole thing
Wait.
Is that you have to guess what the lie is.
Can we nitpick on one of them? Because I know exactly where you're going over winter break, and I can list them, and we can figure out if it's five. Ready? Minneapolis, Boston, if it counts, New York, London. That's, oh, Miami.
Florida, yeah.
Wait, that's
you're
five.
You're going to five places.
That's true.
That's why I said the second one's a lie.
That's true. You were definitely born without fingernails because that's weird. And your dad only has one dog, Miranda.
Correct.
Ding, ding, ding.
What about our callers? What? We're supposed to get them to participate if we just talked over
Are you
them.
Still there?
Yeah, yeah, I'm here, I'm here.
Do you want to play? Do you want to do a two truths and a lie and we'll guess?
Sure. So we'll try to do a combined here.
Wow, that's...
I cannot sit cross-legged. Okay, Amanda has volunteered me for the group. I didn't think of anything. I was born in another country, and I have lived in four cities of the U.S.
Hmm.
I feel like you've told me before that you can't sit cross-legged. So
we're going to go with that. We're going to take that as fact. Have you lived in four different cities? Because
I believe that one.
Boston. I don't know Kay's whole life.
Bay.
I'm just trying to piece it together. Stanford.
New Orleans.
Which is not a city, but it's
New Orleans.
Good one.
It is actually a city. It is, but anyway.
Oh, okay. Stanford's a city by itself. Okay.
Three.
That's three.
There has to be four.
There's got to be another one.
But also they said four cities in the United States.
Is that what you said, Kay?
I did.
And then they said that they
maybe
were born.
Kay was born in another country.
In another country.
So, if,
but if they were born in another country, then they wouldn't have lived in the city.
Yeah. Yeah, they would, because if you were born
true,
somewhere, that
United
means you lived
States,
somewhere.
Oh, that's what... Okay, I think Maddie's right.
What?
Maddie, say your
I
thing.
I did the logic in my brain. I can't spell
what thing?
It.
What did you say before?
Which one's the lie?
I think...
The first one, but
no,
I
the first one's true. Kay can't sit cross-legged.
Oh, that's one. That's a lie.
Truth.
Oh,
what's the other truth?
I think the truth is that they've lived in
What's the
five
lie?
Cities.
What's the lie? Oh, we're really bad at this.
Okay, I think the... I think the lie is that... Ugh. I'm going to feel bad if this is true, but I think the lie is that you were not born in another country.
That is correct.
Yay! I win twice.
Oh my gosh,
I mean,
amazing.
That's what I was saying all about winning. All along, but
yeah, no, yes. Maddie.
Maddie, I think both times Maddie like said the answer, and then we just had to talk about it for like a long
time. And then
I
had to like break it down for like 10 minutes, but Maddie really was the one who came through with both of those.
Do you all have any music requests?
Oh yeah, please request music. I don't know if you heard, but the theme is warm in the winter, so I want to know what songs make you feel warm in the winter when it's cold. Inside in your heart.
This is like my first, I don't know, I haven't been here for like a minute, so I'm like, wow, now I'm back in here and it feels cold.
Yeah.
So what am I listening to right now in the winter? Randomly, so I've been listening to a lot of Beats One, like Radio One shows. Actually, Julie Adeluga, I believe is her name, so she's a DJ in London. Black woman. So I've been listening to a lot of stuff coming from her show and like London stuff right now. I'm listening to a lot of grime in the morning, like genre. So it feels kind of like wintry music.
Yeah.
Kind of like dark and gritty.
Totally.
So that's randomly what I've been listening to a lot. Mostly just because of this show.
There is this rapper from London named Ghost Poet. I don't know if you've ever listened to him, but. Maybe I'll play him because I when you said like did you say the UK? Yeah,
yes.
Reading One, yeah. I thought of him. So maybe I'll play that and maybe you'll like it. And so that'll be a good sharing of songs.
Yeah.
Okay.
What about you, Amanda?
I don't know. I just like Spotify dance music and instrumental music and autumn indie acoustic.
Yeah,
music.
We have some Simon and Garfunkel coming up. That was Miranda's thing. So maybe that will be a thing that you like.
Maybe. We'll
maybe.
See.
Okay, sounds great. We're going to let you go now and we're going to play some more music.
Thank you so much for calling in and hanging out and playing with
us. Yeah, I feel so blessed that you were listening and that you're here on the air.
Likewise, so we'll be listening and playing y'all at the Women's Center.
Oh, amazing.
Yay.
Everyone come to the Women's Center and listen to my thing, my radio show. Why is the word thing happening?
We'll turn on the big speaker.
Yeah, maybe you'll hear it from where you are, depending on where you are.
Yes.
But the Women's Center is where it's at. If you can't come to the studio, just go to the Women's Center. It's the second best thing. Okay. At my listeners.
Bye.
Okay, bye, Kate, Amanda.
Bye.
Bye, you all.
Living for you is easy living. takes away the night. And you're about the same, baby, when you tell me that you're alright. You've made up with my body, you're poison in my mind. But I know
Hi. Boo. This was Lake Street Dive with Just Ask. Before that, Billie Holiday with Easy Living. And before that, Kay and Amanda from the Women's Center called in, and it was delightful. And me and Maddie jointly won Two Truths and a Lie twice. But now it's Maddie's turn to lie about herself.
My favorite thing to do.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. I don't do that a lot. Anyway. All right. Here's what I got for y'all. The first CD I ever owned was a My Chemical Romance CD.
Mm.
When I was younger, my mom used to make my sister and I wear matching fake tiger fur coats everywhere we went.
Mm.
And
everywhere? For how long?
Oh, God. For too long. For way too long. We're not even twins. Mm. We're 3 years apart.
Yeah.
It was a messy situation.
I love this.
I just gave that one away. It's fine. Okay, well, you can choose between the other two. What was the other one? Oh, yeah. When I was in elementary school, I dared a boy to eat a worm. He did.
Wow. That is a multifaceted fact.
Because I know which one it is. I feel like I know about the boy.
Yeah.
It's the first one.
Oh, I feel like Maddie has bragged about that before.
Yes, I think.
Because it's like it's like something Maddie would do.
What was the first one again? My first I bet
CD
you heard,
was
I bet
My
you,
Chemical Romance. I bet it was like Fall Out Boy. And it's like
the first one was like I feel like her second album was My Chemical Romance.
So I think we've established that my first one is a lie.
Yes.
Because I gave myself away. I am not good at this game. But even more fun game, guess what the first album I ever owned was.
Oh. Can I guess the genres and you tell me what it is?
Was it punk?
Was it punk or like pop? Or
it wasn't punk or pop.
Was it like, are you being like really specific about what punk is? Was it like
it, no,
similar?
There, it okay. would not be considered
okay,
punk
okay.
ever.
Is it like an artist that was like popular when you owned it?
I guess.
I feel like you would have said this before. I'm trying to think about a conversation we might have had.
I don't think I've ever said this to anyone.
Oh my God.
Is it like singer-songwritery?
No, it was a band.
It was a band.
Oh, band.
But not a boy band.
Mm-mm.
I don't know anything about
I was
bands.
Never into boy bands.
Mm.
Oh.
This is hard. Give us more. Can you give us more hints?
People?
Can you give
what?
Us more hints?
Do we know the
Oh, you'll know them and you'll make fun of me for 10 million
give
years.
Give us a hint.
It's not a boy band, though.
But it's a band. Was
it
like Weezer?
A boy band, I would
no, it wasn't Weezer.
Which is like nothing to make fun
oh,
of.
Yeah,
Nirvana?
No.
No. It has to be something we would make fun of her for.
It's like meme worthy.
Nickelback.
No, hell no.
Oh, look at this graph.
That was it. That graph. Was a whole CD. Just that over and over again.
On a loop. I love Vines.
Okay. Try to guess in 3, 2, 1.
Was it emo? Was it like
it was emo? It was
I knew it.
Hella emo.
Was it like brand new?
No.
Was it
brand new's punk?
Is it something we played
like
on
screamo?
Our throwback nostalgia night where we played a lot
no.
of music? Not
is it
okay.
screamo?
No.
Can you give us more hints?
The lead singer was a woman.
Paramore.
No.
But, like, I wouldn't make fun of you for that, because Paramore is awesome.
I don't know anything. I don't know them. Okay.
You're going to really...
Give it away.
I hate it when I
no,
say it.
No, tell me.
Give
tell
it me. Away. One more guess for both of you.
I can't.
Too much. The pressure.
I didn't say anything. I'm so...
It was like the epitome emo.
Oh, wait, wait.
Band.
I know. It was not Flyleaf. It was Evanescence.
Yes!
Oh.
I win. I win.
Wake
everything.
Me up inside.
That was the album. Yeah. It was Fallen by Evanescence. I bought
I'm
it.
I'm so happy.
When I was in the fifth grade. And I listened to it
when I was in
day.
The fifth grade. I listened to Evanescence.
I was a little emo child, but yeah,
I love that. We're gonna play a song that that makes Maddie feel warm in the winter. It's called Cyber Stockholm Syndrome by Rina Sawayama. And what did Maddie, do you have anything to say about it?
Well, it's not Evanescence.
It's definitely not Evanescence. You can wait for next time to hear Evanescence.
Yeah, I don't know, I'm not usually into, like, popish music, but her songs just sound, like, really warm and fun, but also a little melancholy, which makes me pretty happy.
Awesome.
She's also just, like, a cool person, it seems like.
Yeah.
And she literally looks like she lives in the world that was curated by Carly Rae Jepsen in her Boy Problems music video, so I think that that's also the reason why I'm just like, yes, I love you. Let
you
me listen
are
to
speaking
all
my language. Glow, the 80s.
Yeah, literally.
The flowers.
The, like, fluorescent
the
colors.
Glow. Yep.
Yep.
Get ready.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Girl in the corner, stirring the soda, biting the shit out of her straw. Ready to go out, only her body tells her no. Pretty beset inside. Isn't she beautiful? Queen of the ball, even when she's home alone. And she said, I'm not here for love tonight. When you touch, just don't feel right. You still feeling things so cold. Men in mines and windows. Pictures lit by electric lights. Fiction facts.
Kai, that was the song we said it was before. And I hadn't listened to the whole thing before, but that was a jam. Thank you, Maddie. Yeah. It was like truly so good.
Yay.
So we're going to do my two truths and a lie right now. And I like might forget what I thought of, but here we go. Okay, first truth or lie. First fact about myself is that I was inspired by Maddie's theme of like things about you when you were younger. When I was in kindergarten/first grade, I had a backpack with Christina Aguilera on it. I forget my facts, my true, my lies and my facts. I was born in California.
That's a truth.
That was so, I'm really failing because.
Also, the first one is a truth too, because exactly. She started by saying, my first truth or a lie.
And my next fact about myself is that I am traveling to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania over winter break.
Oh, it's a lie. Last one's a lie.
Is that your final answer?
That's too bad.
Basically, you have two things because you know one thing is true.
You were born in San Diego.
Yeah, it's very true about me.
See, like, I feel like the first one has to be true. You were very specific about that. Like, also, very, like kindergarten, first grade, I had a Christina Aguilera backpack. I feel like...
I just didn't know that.
Me I don't neither.
Think. No, you know what? She's staying home for Thanksgiving. Oh no, you said winter.
I said winter break. I didn't say Thanksgiving. I am staying home for Thanksgiving, but.
Oh, okay.
I said winter break.
What? What?
Do you want to hear them again?
No, the last one is a lie. I still think the last.
You
last
think one's Pittsburgh's a lie? A lie?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, last one's a lie.
You're wrong.
Oh.
You want to know how I masterfully just lied about Christina Aguilera? Because in kindergarten/first grade, I had a Britney Spears backpack.
Oh, you're one of those.
I told a true story, but I...
But you changed one detail.
I changed one small detail. And I am going to Pittsburgh over winter break, so...
Sounds wild.
Yeah.
Exciting.
You cheated.
Get ready, Pittsburgh. I'm gonna... That's my official announcement that I'm visiting Pittsburgh over spring break. So look
there
out.
There are any DJ Paprika fans in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, hit me up. We'll do a meetup. We'll do a meetup at the, I don't know any place in Pittsburgh.
The Pittsburgh train station.
Yeah.
At the coffee shop.
At the coffee shop. At the Starbucks. Meet me at the Starbucks.
At the single Starbucks.
I'll be there. We're gonna play a song that makes Miranda feel warm in the winter now.
Because I just heard it for the first time like maybe an hour ago.
Oh, amazing.
And it made me feel really warm.
Oh, and can you say what it is?
It's called April Will Come Again.
It's called April Come She Will, which I admit is a weird name, so I'm not mad you didn't remember it.
She will come. Will she come April?
April come she will. It's like Shakespeare, like it's or like Yoda.
Yoda. Will come
what,
she
Shakespeare
April.
Or Yoda?
April, will she come?
That's right.
Will she?
No, it's April come she will. It's April
will
come she will.
Will she come April?
It's that's, April come she will.
I know, but backwards it's will she come April.
It's talking about how April will come.
Anyway, bye.
It's Simon and Garfunkel. We love Art Garfunkel.
I love Art Garfunkel.
Marry me, Art.
And Simon.
Come she will, when streams are ripe and swelled with rain. May she will stay, resting in my arms again. Restless walk, she'll prowl the night. July, she will fly and give no warning to her flight. August, die she must. The autumn blow September I'll remember. A love once new has now grown.
That was Miranda Lambert, Oklahoma Sky, a beautiful request from Miranda. Such a nice song. Thanks, Miranda. Both Miranda here and Miranda Lambert. Maddie, PSA, go.
Don't drink and drive, PSA. If you're under the influence of anything, never ever think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. That's how people die. This is a public service message from the WFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Also, please donate to the WMFO donation drive. Go to donate.wmfo.org. It's very important that you do so because we have to keep it freeform in here. And that means only having PSAs and not actual ads, like the one you just heard. So we're coming up on our hour.
The hour.
This has been DJ Paprika, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. And my esteemed guest was
DJ Slinky,
who really was just a star today. And my perennial guest.
What's my name?
We don't know Miranda's DJ name. We forgot it. Can DJ someone tell us? Because we forgot.
Yeah. But hi.
Oh, wow. This is rough.
Hi.
This is so rough.
This is a rough sign off.
For those of you who just tuned in, I swear that